Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and they fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." And then all those virgins got up and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." Well, while they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding feast. Then the door was locked. And afterwards the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I don't know you. Therefore, stay awake. You know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Very authoritative word there. Scared me. Okay. Did you ever notice as you get older, you forget things? Well, I forgot the bulletins. They're sitting down at Holy Trinity. So I got my sermon today on my phone. So if you see my head buried in this, I'm not checking out my mail. I'm reading you my sermon. I hate doing that. It hurts my delivery because I can't give you all the eye contact. But just know that you're out there and I'm up here and I'm looking at you through my forehead. There we go. Or like my mom. My mom had eyes behind her head. Don't moms have that? Yeah. They see everything. So here's the sermon for today. One of my favorite actors is James Caan. Do you know who James Caan is? I know you know. But James Caan, he left this earth, this mortal orb, at 82 years of age in 2022. And I first saw James Caan in the Psycho movie entitled Misery. Have any of you seen that? Henry, you? Oh my gosh, I was so depressed when I watched that. It's about Caan. I say his name, is it Caan? C-A. Caan plays a writer who was injured in a car accident. And then he was rescued by this psychotic nurse, played wonderfully by Kathy Bates. She takes him in to her remote cabin where she tortures him the entire movie. Remember this one scene where she's taking a sledgehammer and busting his ankles? I mean, that was the whole movie. And fortunately, he escaped, and she died because he hit her on the head with an old typewriter. How's that for a plot? But see, she was torturing him because he killed off her favorite character in one of his books that he wrote. So that's why she tortured him. She was angry. And I'm going to tell you this. If you are angry at someone, don't watch this movie. It will definitely give you ideas. I came to admire Caan, James Caan, after I read about his life story. Like many Hollywood actors, he was divorced. He was married many times. And in 1981, he, by his own admission, went off the deep end because his sister died of leukemia. And James found relief from his grief, guess where? Drugs, cocaine, and it made his life a complete mess. Well, James Caan determined to get recovery when he saw the pain his addiction was causing to his young son, Scott Caan. Striving to live a sober life, James stopped making movies for 5 years. He got out of the business. He could have made more movies, got more money, got more fame, but he gave it all up. And he bonded then with his son, Scott. And he became Scott's little league coach. What a way to bond, you know? He became his coach, and he formed a very good relationship with that child, Scott, whom he always called his dream child. Coaching brought Scott back into his dad's life. And Caan once remarked to a reporter, "My dad never told me that he loved me. And I told Scott I love him every minute." Isn't that neat? James always made sure that Scott felt loved. And this loving relationship between father and son was the medicine that healed the pain of hurt in James Caan's life from the drugs and the failed marriages. But once Scott went to Hollywood, he became addicted to drugs. And so now, Dad had to go to his son and help him find recovery. And after recovering, Scott went on to become a successful actor. He's on television, I believe, in another series. But for 10 years, Scott Caan played Dano on the hit CBS TV remake show Hawaii Five-0. Have you ever seen the latest one? In the goes on from 2010 2020, 10 years. I've watched every episode. And Our Lady of the Hills Catholic family has a connection with that show, because the actor who played Officer Puakai, I love that name, Puakai, the officer who played Puakai in 22 episodes, guess where he lives? Hillsboro. I know, I'm shocked too. Lives in Hillsboro. He's a member of St. Mary Catholic Church in Hillsboro. And his name is Sean Anthony Thompson, and Sean is with us today. Says, Sean, would you stand up and say hello to your fans out there? This is Sean, of the star of Hawaii Five-0. Welcome. Glad you're here. I get brownie points for this with my people, you know. So I watched everyone. It was funny. So I'm sitting on my chair in the rectory at St. Mary, and I'm watching Hawaii Five-0, and I see Sean on the television. I know there's around 7 million people watching you. In fact, that was the average rating, 7 million. That's a lot of people watching Sean play Officer Puakai. And so I'm sitting there with my cat, and I said, "Look, kitty, there's Sean Thompson, and he lives right here in Hillsboro." And my cat would look at me and go, "Yeah, yeah." You see, you may be a star, Sean, but my cat is God. At least he thinks he is. But we're so glad to have you here today. And Sean has left Hollywood and Hawaii to take care of his mommy and his daddy. And they're right here too. It's Queen, that is Queen Fia Fia. She's a real queen from Hawaii. And Chief, a real Chief, Rudy Thompson. Get up and take a bow. We'll clap for you too. So, I think Sean chose the better part, and he left the glimmer and the fame, I guess. You didn't make much money there, though, did you? They don't pay well. But the fringe benefits of taking care of your mom and dad are priceless and out of this world. So, like James Caan, he too has left Hollywood. I guess they could have offered you, I think, didn't they offer you a part in Hawaii, NCIS Hawaii, didn't they? I know that he wanted to reprise his role, but you got to take care of mom and dad. That's good. So, Jesus tells us in the parable of the 10 ladies who went out to meet the bridegroom at night and light the path to the wedding. That's what the bridegrooms, or the virgins did. The ladies, they would light their lamps, and the bridegroom would come in around midnight to his own party, and they had to light the way on the path that we get there safely. And of course, the five foolish ladies did not bring any flasks of oil, and quickly their lamps burned out. They missed the wedding. The oil has a special meaning in this parable, this story that Jesus told. The oil is a symbol of our relationship with God. That's the oil, your relationship with God. That it is the dedication of your life. Remember the old Baltimore Catechism? The dedication of your life to know God, to love God, to serve God in this life, and be with Him in the next. That's our prime objective, the reason why God created us. So, that's the oil in this story. My seminary professor always told us students, God's love is free, but it isn't cheap. Think about that. It's free, but it isn't cheap. And as Jesus paid the price of His life to purchase you for God, you must be willing to pay the price of your life by giving it to God. But there's a price to pay. But let me tell you, it's worth it. It is so worth it. Because how many years am I now? 60. I've been in religious life now for almost 60 years. And I have learned that God has always made things work out for me the way He wanted them to work. You know, I always thought, when I learned from AA, when I would teach there, God stands for good, orderly direction. And He's always ordered my life. He's always ordered my life. And He's always made opportunities to put me where I need to be. And everywhere He's put me, I have been happy because I know I'm fulfilling God's will. And to me, it's not a job. It's a way of life. And that's what I feel about being here. It's a way of life that gives me joy. You are my family. You know, you are my family. And I feel very joyed, overjoyed that God has brought me to such wonderful people. So my brothers and sisters, everything you say, everything you do should strive to build a relationship with God. God, when you wake up in the morning, put your feet on the floor, ask yourself these two questions. God, what can I do?
God.
That's right, God, that's right. See, she's already praying. There you go. God, did you hear that? Well, didn't Scripture say the prayers that come from mouths and babes are the most powerful? But anyways, God, what can I do to come close to You today? And how can I please You? How can I please You, God, this day? What do You want me to do? And how you answer that question will determine how well you please God and how much you love Him. What do You want me to do to make You happy today, God? Jesus, who is God, realized that even He had to please God. Doesn't that sound funny? He's God and He has to please God. But He says so Himself in John 8:29, and He who sent me is with me, and He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him. Is Jesus saying this? He has to please the Father. So in closing, I have just a few suggestions of how we can please God. Okay, this is very important to please Him and be with Him in the next life. Number one, see your relationship with God the way He sees it. See, God loves you. He proved it by sending Jesus as a lamp to light your way back to God when we are lost in the darkness of sin. in the darkness of this world. Isn't this world so dark today? You know, people killing innocent people, people who are abusive and nasty and mean to each other. The more I live, the more I realize, wow, this world is whacked. It is. It's a mess. So we need that light from God to get us back to Him. And so, Jesus sacrificed everything to make this happen. And we please God when we sacrifice, make sacrifices, by loving others who are lost in their own darkness of fear, of loneliness, of rejection, of sickness, or just looked down on. Number two, do your best at what God wants you to do. Do your best, always. We don't want no mediocre performance. And Sean, you always gave a good performance. One thing, you were never mediocre on that show. You did great. And so if you're a father, be a good father. If you're a mother, be a good mother. You know? I have to be a good priest. Whatever calling God gives you in this life, give your all to it. Give it all. You only have one shot at this in this life. Don't mess it up. Number three, the most important thing that pleases God is you believing in Him, having faith in God. God is so happy when you trust Him, when you pray to Him, when you ask His help and His guidance. He loves that stuff. It makes God feel needed, you know? Kind of like parents after the kids leave. They want to feel needed. And so with God, He desires your happiness. Psalm 34:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And finally, God is pleased by your gratitude, the gratitude for His gifts to you. Gosh, we have so many gifts. Don't tell God you're grateful. Don't tell Him you're grateful. Show God that you're grateful. If you're grateful for His love and for His mercy, then show gratitude by being loving and merciful. The Bible says, each of you has been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts to be used in the service of others. So use your gift well. That's from the mouth of God, not me. As I grow closer to God, I see the signs of His love embedded everywhere in the common, ordinary things of life. I say, oh, that's God's love. And I remember one day talking with a nurse, a very seasoned nurse, been there for years at the baby ward, the newborn intensive care unit of Children's Hospital. And I remember talking with her, and we were observing a mother feeding her little baby. And the nurse remarked to me, you can always tell how caring a mother is by counting the baby puke stains on her shirt. Isn't it the truth, you moms out there? Queen Fiofia, did Sean puke all over you as a kid? I'm sure he did. I know I did. This is for you, Mom. But when you're a loving mother, that's not a problem at all, is it? So my brothers and sisters, I'll tell you this in the last sentence. I feel God's care when I see the blood stains on His hands shed for me. I know God's with me. God bless you all. And I finally want to say, Sean is a very good cook, and he has made for me many times the wonderful staple food of Hawaii, Spam. And it is. Your egg on the Spam is so good. Thank you very much. He's a humble star. He cooks for his pastor. And so does Queen Fiofia and Chief Rudy. I love your care packages. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.